Remotely operated vehicles will be plying Prince William Sound and the Gulf of Alaska this summer, measuring acid levels. The float and glider vehicles are the latest technology deployed through a long-running monitoring project overseen by University of Alaska Fairbanks Ocean Acidification Research Center Director Jeremy Mathis.
The floats look like a surfboard that we can pilot around the ocean. And then additionally, we're deploying another instrument, something called a glider, that looks like a torpedo that you would shoot out of a submarine. And this instrument flies up and down in the water, so it goes from the surface all the way down to the bottom.
The battery and solar-powered ROVs will be at sea for 5 months, piloted by a technician in Seattle. The six-year study has shown acidification is increasing in the Gulf of Alaska and Prince William Sound. The change is caused by rising atmospheric carbon dioxide, which dissolves in the ocean and reduces carbonate available to creatures like crabs and shrimp to build and maintain their shells. Mathis says Alaska has an additional source of trouble, too. Melting tidewater glaciers.
The glacier meltwater is having this dilution effect. And so we've seen places in Prince William Sound where the glacial meltwater is causing the concentrations of these carbonate minerals to be low enough to where if they were to encounter an organism that constructed a shell, the water may be corrosive to those animals.
Mathis says the next step in the project will be documenting the impact by checking for thinning shells.